I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with Andrew Bear Tyler from the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council. We talked about the latest production that's on the stage at the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. It's Cabaret, and here's more about it with Bear Tyler.
We have the classic Cabaret. Let me tell you, this production, we've had it going on for a week now, and it's over the top, just absolute talent. We're seeing guys this time finally showing, saying, Brady Skews needs to make a professional run. We have, it's impressive. We got so much professional talent in this show, and the music is over the top, the dancing is over the top, this cast is gorgeous.
Well, you Cabaret is a pretty well-known stage production, was made into a movie, but for folks that aren't familiar with the story, what is it?
Well, it's about a sort of seedy nightclub in Berlin in 1938, and basically it deals with all the issues that were going on in 1938. Mm-hmm. There's, of course, Nazis and Jews, and it's rather entertaining considering the main Nazi in the show and the main Jew who's getting married to a Nazi is a father-son combo, except the son is playing an older character than the father with Jacob and Tom Leighton.
It's very interesting because you've got a production of a show that is fairly well known, but always there's kind of want to put sort of the Vista Theater stamp on it as well. So I'm sure giving it a little bit of a spin.
Well, yeah, in a show like this, you have to, though. It really comes down to your leads. It really comes down to your MC, because Alan Cumming, for my generation, absolutely epitomized what the MC of this show was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And Brady Skews has, within 5 minutes, you're just like, wow, Brady Skews is the MC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he will grab you, and then, of course, you know, our Sally Bowles, you know, Liza Minnelli did something with Sally Bowles that nobody's ever going to do. And every major Sally Bowles since has been equally impressive in their own right. And I'll tell you, Aaron Mankey absolutely has incredible talent. And she's been out in the circuit before, too.
It's all on the stage at the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. Let's give them some of the information of the run. You said it's in the second week of its run. What is the schedule?
Yeah, we're in the second week, and we were going to run Thursday through Saturday. It's each night at 7:30 p.m., and then there's a special encore performance that might get a little, let's go with racier, at midnight.
A midnight show? Kind of a grown-up show, because it is. It's a cabaret. It's a nightclub that it's set in. So you've got a lot of singing and dancing and that kind of thing too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And then in the end, it's also a very topical. Mm-hmm. It's a very topical play. It you know, there's a lot of this history has been kind of lost these days, and it will tell you what was going on back then and the kind of oppression that was going on.
Again, the time and the run.
7:30 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, and then, of course, the racier encore performance at midnight on Saturday.
That's the comments of Bear Tyler with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council. The shows are happening at the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.